Donald Trump has officially returned to X with his first post in nearly a year. And it was actually incredible to look at that timeline of everything that's happened in a year and think that Trump's arrest and mugshot was a year ago. Really kind of put it all into perspective. But he returns to X in epic fashion before his Elon Musk interview tonight. Ads he posted so far today.
I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her.
You're considered the most liberal United States senator.
Actually, the nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator.
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. I am in favor of saying that we're not going to treat people who are undocumented cross borders criminals. That's correct. That is correct.
A lot of the signs at the rally you just held were people standing there saying, abolish ICE.
Yeah.
Is that a position that you agree with?
We need to probably think about starting from scratch.
So you support giving universal health care, Medicare for all to people who are in this country illegally?
I am opposed to any policy that would deny in our country any human being public health. Period.
Are you for defunding the police?
How are you defining defund the police?
It's actually wrong and backward to think that more police officers will create more safety.
We need to get rid of money bail.
Convicted, in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote?
I think we should have that conversation. I am prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a Green New Deal. I have always supported Medicare for all. I was very happy to sign on to Bernie's bill, and I give Bernie, frankly, a lot of credit. There's no question I'm in favor of banning crack.
Do you ban plastic straws?
I think we should.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
The test of a man is how much he will bear for a cause which he knows to be right. How long will he stand in the depths of despair? How much will he suffer and fight? There are many to serve when the victory is near, and few are the hurts to be borne. But it calls for a leader of courage to cheer the men in a battle forlorn. It is the way you hold out against odds that are great that proves what your courage is worth. It is the way that you stand to the bruises of fate that shows up your stature and girth. And victory is nothing but proof of your skill, veneered with a glory that's thin. Unless it is a proof of unfaltering will, and unless you have suffered to win.
What are you doing today, sir?
I'm f***ing you up.
All right, so there you see it from Donald Trump today. Some powerful ads, and he's definitely coming out swinging ahead of the Elon Musk interview this evening. Now, we're going to get into that and some other big news with the Harris campaign now just stealing Trump's policies. So they don't have their own policies that they're running on. So now they're running on Trump's policies. You cannot make this up. Kamala Harris is now literally running on Donald Trump's policies. That's plural. Not just one, multiple policies. So we got that. Now look, this Tim Walz story, it just won't go away. Now, how much does it matter with the Tim Walz stolen ballot? And then what's the latest from J.D. Vance? We'll tell you all that and more coming up.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support. Well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, August 12, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, your election headquarters, with 85 days until the presidential election. And we have a ton of election news for you today, a ton of video clips from over the weekend as well. And we're just going to lay it all out for you today. Joe Biden's interview that was published this weekend reveals something. Wouldn't say a lot, but certainly reveals or confirms perhaps what we already knew. He was pushed out. And he basically subtly admits that that was the case. And also admits it was all about political power. Now, the funny thing is, and it's not just Biden, it's Kamala Harris too, and the rest of the Democrat media, continuing this narrative that this is all about protecting democracy. And they can get away with this. They can get away with this because that is how dumb a Democrat voter is. Or willing to be deceived and lied to. Maybe a combination of both. To say it's protecting democracy by nominating a woman who got zero votes, and got zero delegates when she ran in 2020 and was the first to drop out. Somehow that's protecting democracy. But, you know, there's a level of understanding to be had here about a Democrat voter, about a modern-day liberal progressive. No, they are not bothered by having representation that they did not choose. No, they are not bothered by having a presidential nominee that received zero votes. Doesn't bother them at all. But what about this protect democracy? That's propaganda. That's a bullet point. That's a shiny object that really is aimed against Donald Trump with this false narrative that he's a threat to democracy. So it really doesn't even mean what it means. No, this is to understand the mind of the liberal progressive Democrat voter. They want somebody to make the decisions for them. That's actually what they want. They want a government to tell them what they can and can't see, can and can't listen to, can and can't drive, can and can't eat, or can or can't vote for. That's what the liberal progressive Democrat wants. And so actually, it's a perfect depiction of modern day liberal politics that their presidential nominee received zero votes and didn't even have to campaign. It's a perfect representation of the Democrat voter base and the American left ideology. They want someone else to make their decisions. And it's important I think right now for Republicans, conservatives, the Trump campaign to start drawing these lines, to start drawing these parallels so that people can have a better idea of what it actually means. And don't even get me started on all this propaganda about the Harris crowds. Just take it off the screen, please. Thank you. You see, the American liberal wants the government to make the decisions for you. That's what it really comes down to. And higher taxes is just a physical manifestation, a physical will of this ideology. But you can actually look at how it's practically applied now. The Democrats have called for banning gas stoves. The Democrats have called for banning gas cars. The Democrats have called for and engaged in massive censorship campaigns on the internet and on television. So, what you can and can't eat, how you can cook it, what you can or can't drive, what you can or can't see, what you can or can't watch, what you can or can't listen to. These are all decisions that the American left wants the government to make for them. But more importantly, for you. The Democrat wants government to make decisions for you. We, Americans, we want to make decisions for ourselves. We believe in self-government. So this needs to be an emphasis. Self-government. 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 I don't need the government telling me what gun I can or cannot have. I don't need the government telling me what I can or can't eat or how I can or can't cook it. I don't need the government to censor the internet for me. I don't need the government to decide what's true or not for me. I believe I'm capable of making these decisions, but the liberal doesn't. This is what resonates. This is what people will understand. And it's just a reminder to go into these uncharted waters right now for the Trump campaign. Because look, I can sit here all day long and there's more of it today. Look at Tim Walz and the stolen valor. I mean, folks, dozens of articles now. I mean, this guy's been lying about it for two decades, literally. And the proof is everywhere. But it's never hurt him. It's never hurt him. Democrats keep voting for him. Now, might it hurt him in a national election? Maybe. With veterans, but maybe they don't care. Again, they made this choice knowing stolen valor was going to be part of it. They knew that, and they did it anyway. That was a strategic decision. So they don't care. I can look at Kamala Harris stealing Donald Trump's policies, no tax on tips, strong border security. So what's the response from Kamala Harris's campaign? She's not running on policy. She's not running on policy. She's running that she's a black woman. Hey, let's give him some policy. No tax on tips and strong border security. Hey, that's Trump's policy. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The Democrat voter base does not care. They do not care. What does the average American actually care about? The average American cares about their bottom line, their freedoms, and their economic status, and their security status, and the status of the education that their children will be receiving. That's what American people care about. So you can go into this, you can go into these political weeds all day long, but the average American isn't in there with you. They're just not. They don't know any of it. They don't care about any of it. They want somebody that's going to get the government out of their lives. They want somebody that's going to remove the bureaucracies from the process. They want somebody that's going to allow them to be financially free and prosperous. That's what the average American wants. So how do you deliver this message? Maybe you do it tonight on X with Elon Musk. Maybe you add it to your political campaign speeches. Maybe you make ads about it that you air on television. The idea that the government is going to be intimately involved in your life and daily decisions you make, from what you eat, how you eat it, what car you drive, how you get around, that will scare the bejeebies out of the average American person. That needs to be attached to the Kamala Harris campaign. That needs to be attached to the Democrat Party and unremovable. That needs to be your political strategy for the next 85 days, is to get the average American to understand that. When you go and you vote for Kamala Harris, when you go and you vote for the Democrat Party, you're voting for the government to be involved in your life intimately in the decisions you make. This ideology needs to become unattachable from the Democrat Party. Make them own it. That's what will resonate with the average American. The stolen valor stuff ain't going to hit. Even basic policy stuff probably won't even hit. If it did, do you think the Kamala Harris campaign would be so aggressive to just blatantly steal Trump's campaign policies? Because none of it matters. One day, building a wall and having border security is racist. The next day, it's Kamala Harris's campaign. It doesn't matter. It's all just the ebbs and flows of the corrupt American political system. So you want to make a revolutionary statement? You want to make a revolutionary change when it comes to this campaign? You want to make a revolutionary move with 85 days till the presidential election? Come out and talk about small government. Come out and talk about getting the government out of our lives. Come out and make it the basic understanding of the American people that the modern day Democrat Party platform is to have the government involved in your life every step of the way, from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed. Just like they wanted control over you with COVID, just like they gave themselves all of these powers during COVID. From the mask mandates to the vaccine mandates, make them own it. And make the average American so scared to vote for a Democrat that vote might result in the government running their life, that they might go and they'll sit there and they're about to vote Democrat and they're like, man, you know, I don't really like that Trump guy. I saw a bunch of bad stuff about that Trump guy, but man, do I really want the government telling me what car I can and can't drive? And do I really want the government telling me what I can and can't listen to on the internet? I don't know. Do I really want the government telling me what I can or can't eat? I don't know. I think that's actually a little scary. And I don't know if I like Donald Trump, but I definitely don't want the government telling me what to do. That's your move. But you can't have any hesitation. You can leave no room for doubt. You have to own it. You have to go all in, and you have to mean it for this to work. And then what do the Democrats do next? You have to stop eating meat because of climate change. You have to stop driving that car because of climate change. We need vaccine and mask mandates in case of a pandemic. Oh. Now you've put them right into your trap. But they'll think that's popular because that's what their voter wants. For the same reason, people show up and cheer for Kamala Harris. For the same reason why Kamala Harris is now getting big crowds at a rally. It's the same reason why they don't give a damn that nobody voted for her. Because they want to be told what to do. They want somebody else to make decisions for them. It's what they want. And it couldn't be more clear. So this is one approach. And Trump posted this, again, back from a hiatus on X after nearly a year. Trump posted this morning. Are you better off now than you were when I was president? Our economy is shattered. Our border has been erased. We're a nation in decline. Make the American dream affordable again. Make America safe again. Make America great again. Now, this is easy to turn into a campaign ad for 60 seconds. The average American is not going to go make an emotional decision at the voting booth. They're not. They're going to make a financial decision. They're going to make a safety decision. They're going to make a decision that they think is best for their children. So you can run an ad, and this is going to be totally relatable, that shows the average gas prices when you were president to the average gas prices when the Democrats had the White House. Grocery prices, energy bills, house prices, you name it. Interest rates, you name it. And you just lay it all out in a 60-second ad, and you run it from now till the election. Because that's the problem, is people don't make these connections, folks. They really don't. They don't understand. They just go and see a grocery bill. They don't know why it's so high. They don't equate that to Democrat Party policy. They don't equate that to there being a change in the control of power, there being a change at the White House. They really don't. They do not make that connection. Sad but true. So these are the connections that the Trump campaign needs to be making right now. They need to be connecting the Democrat Party or Kamala Harris to the government running your life, making decisions for you. And they need to be connecting Kamala Harris and the Biden administration to the increase in all these prices. They have to make it. There can't be any ignorant voters. There can't be any ignorant voters in 85 days. Cannot happen. Cannot happen. If somebody's going to go vote for Kamala Harris, then they need to know you're voting for higher prices and you're voting for the government to control your life. That's your choice. You've made your choice. I don't think most Americans want that, but they have to know that's the choice. See, it's just a name to most people. They do not know the policies. They cannot make a connection to the results. It's just a name. And whose name got tarnished the most during the process? I'm not voting for them. The challenge now is to make that connection and have as little ignorant voters as possible in 2024. Ignorant voters will vote Democrat. So we cannot have ignorant voters. Now, dumb voters, stupid voters, corrupt voters, that's a totally different story. They will always vote Democrat. An ignorant voter will likely vote Democrat until they're informed. Then they'll vote Republican because the policies benefit them more. But they need to know that. So really, I think that's Trump's challenge in the next 85 days, amongst others, obviously, amongst others. But that's a big messaging challenge. And, you know, here's my problem. It's so frustrating. And this is maybe a encouragement to people out there. In 2016, myself and the InfoWars crew used to go to political events all the time. And anytime I would go to a political event, a Trump rally, a Clinton rally, whatever it was, with a microphone, we would show how stupid Democrat voters are. We'd show the world, we'd show Americans how stupid Democrat voters are and how stupid Trump protesters are. I'm not trying to be mean. That's just true. We put a mic and a camera in their face and showed the world, hey, look at how stupid Democrat voters are. They're dumb people. Hundreds of millions of views, probably a billion views before we were banned on YouTube. Every time we'd upload a video, a million views overnight. Every time. And, you know, I would say that that had a huge impact, a major impact in the 2016 election. Absolutely. That was the great work we did here. So what's our punishment? We get banned on YouTube. And now I'm on a federal travel ban and I can't leave town. So I see these hordes of Democrats finally gathering in public again at a Kamala Harris event. And I'm just pulling my hair out. Why is nobody there with a microphone and a camera showing America how dumb these people are? So, look, whether you just want a million views online or you want to help Trump win an election or you just want to go get politically involved, if Kamala Harris or Tim Walz comes to your town, go with a camera and a microphone or just your smartphone, whatever. Anybody can shoot a video now. Anybody can shoot a high-quality video now. And just ask them basic questions. It's the easiest thing to do to show how dumb a Democrat is. Pick your method. Pick your poison. It doesn't matter. And I'm just sitting here, and nobody's doing it. And I see conservatives going to these events and filming the crowds and like, here's the crowd at the Kamala Harris rally. So it's like, why aren't you talking to these morons? Why aren't you showing people how stupid they are? Why aren't you showing people? Yeah, I mean, good for Taylor Hansen, but it's like, that's not even a Democrat event. That's just a couple goofballs at the mall. I'm telling you. So yeah, what was our punishment for helping Trump win in 2016? Getting banned off all social media, and now I can't travel. So I can't go do it. People ask me all the time, why aren't you out there in the field? Why aren't you? Not to mention, they cut InfoWars funding, but I can't go. I'm literally on a federal travel ban. They will not let me go to political events. You understand? So, yeah, they've taken me off the field, folks. So it's got to be you. Anybody can do it. It's not hard to put a camera in front of a Democrat and show the world how dumb they are.
To tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high-quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you, and we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product And then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup. And I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we were even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, the attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night's Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
Abortion rights and the fact that Trump is wanting to take them away. Abortion rights are very important to me and my family for personal reasons. And that I see girls that are like all over the world struggling to get their rights, and so that's very important to me.
Well, that's actually really sad. She basically admits, I guess, that her family has abortions. But see, it's a perfect example. I mean, you can set them up on the abortion question. Did Trump ban abortion? They'll say yes. Nope, he actually didn't. States' rights based on the Supreme Court ruling. Sorry, so you're wrong on that. Maybe that's not the issue to lean into, but it doesn't matter. The point is, pick it. Pick your issue. Pick your setup question. Pick how you want to tee it up. These people need to be embarrassed. The Democrat voter, the Kamala Harris supporter, needs to be embarrassed. The world needs to see how ignorant they are on their own policies, their own issues, their own candidates. Hey, what party? Here you go. Here's a perfect one. Hey, what party do you think is the party protecting democracy? Oh, it's obviously the Democrats. Yeah, Kamala Harris is all about protecting democracy. Oh, okay. How many votes did Kamala Harris get? Yeah. There it is. That's it. Go ahead. Just one question with them. Just hit them with one question. Pick your issue. Pick your question. Pick your setup. These people have to be embarrassed. And here's why it's important. Again, if you want to do it for the content and just get a million views, cool. I don't even care. I'm just telling you, that is just raw meat waiting for somebody to pick it up. Well, ironically. But here's why it actually is effective. Because people see that, and people don't like being associated with morons. People don't like being associated and affiliated with morons. And so we got to go out there and we got to show America that these Harris supporters are morons. Undoubtedly, unequivocally, politically retarded. And that will shy a lot of voters away. Trust me, it worked in 2016. It will work again. But they've taken InfoWars off of YouTube, and they've taken me off of the playing field. So that's what you do. When the deep state sees an enemy that's effective and has issued devastating blows to them for political power, they take you out. They take you out. Who knows? They might not even let InfoWars be on air for this election. Because that's what they do to the people that are most effective. But it's just driving me crazy, all the missed opportunities right now. Driving me insane. I mean, it's one thing to just put a camera in front of them. And I mean, that is embarrassing enough. I mean, this is embarrassing enough. I mean, it's not like a gotcha question. Look at how stupid these people are. But I mean, you know, sometimes just let the camera in front of them and let it roll like this in clip 35.
We're going to win. We're going to win. Exactly. I mean, not to be, you know, cocky, but I'm optimistic.
I've always been a supporter of, you know, she's a woman and she's black. And she'll be the first president candidate that I think she will win. And like I said, I'm all about equal access and equal women health choice.
So sometimes you don't even have to ask them a question, folks. Just put a mic and a camera in front of their face and just let them go. But did you hear? Oh, why do you like? She's a black and she's a woman. I've always been supportive of the she's a black and she's a woman. We got the DNC next week. How many of their speakers do you think, I hate to even get this out there because I don't even want to. You know, sometimes you just don't even want to give the left any advice. But I'm just curious. Because it's like now they'll probably consider it and make sure they don't do it. Maybe I shouldn't even say it. Maybe I just shouldn't even say it. But I wonder how many of their speakers are going to get up there and say, she's a black woman. Every single one? Every single one? Probably. I mean, what else they got? What else do they have? They want you to think, and so I look, I understand why a lot of conservatives are against all the LGBTQ stuff. That's fine. It doesn't really bother me. I also understand why Trump tries to open up his campaign and his 2024 strategy to not be exclusive or to have a big tent party platform, which I'm for. Because this is the kind of stuff that they try to hammer against him. He's anti-LGBTQ plus. Kamala Harris, clip 18.
If Donald Trump wins in November, he will once again implement policies that target the LGBTQ community. Just look at what he did his first term in office. He took away protections against discrimination for LGBTQ patients under the Affordable Care Act. He took away protections against discrimination for LGBTQ workers. He banned transgender service members from the military.
So let's just explain quickly, because that's really just BS. Yeah, Trump defanged the Affordable Care Act, which happened to have transgender care inside of it. So it really didn't target anything specifically. It was just he gutted the Affordable Care Act. And so as part of that, it was trans surgery crap. So it's kind of accurate, but it's not really what she's saying. And then as far as trans people in the military are concerned, well, there's obviously a reason why you don't want that. There's obviously a reason why you don't want that. And it's the same reason why they force you to take so many vaccines if you're deploying into foreign nations, because they don't want you to get sick and then hold your unit down. Well, if you're a transgender person, you've got a lot of things. I mean, you're sick, basically. You've mangled your body. So you need a lot of medical care and attention and drugs and everything. Probably have a lot of mental problems. So yeah, that drags your unit down. That's a strategy thing. But see, here I am playing into this debate. There's no such thing as a trans person. It doesn't exist. It's a made-up concept. It is a made-up biological abomination. Transgender doesn't exist. It is a false pretense. I mean, there has never been a science or biology book that had a transgender until maybe recently. They still might not. I don't know. It doesn't exist. So we're sitting here talking about transgenders, a made-up concept that does not even exist. That's how low we've fallen.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison, to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact that we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-karat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-karat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. There's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, that still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10. And you make a $100 donation and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars Limited Edition proprietary 24-karat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Now to announce extended coverage tonight. We're going to be doing extended coverage. InfoWars will be live covering the Trump-Musk interview this evening. And just so you know how this is going to go, obviously the War Room goes till 6 p.m. Central. I am then going to hop over to do an interview with Dr. Tenpenny that we'd scheduled about a month or so ago. So I'm going to be going on Dr. Tenpenny's show after this. But Chase Geiser will be going live at 6 o'clock. And then as soon as I am finished with Dr. Tenpenny, I will be joining Chase in studio, and we will be covering the Trump-Musk interview tonight. I'll get more into that in a second. But if you like what we do here, you like our regular programming with Harrison Smith every morning, the Alex Jones Show in the afternoon, and then right here, your afternoon drive, evening drive, the War Room. Please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how everything we do here is possible. And we make it easy because we sell great products, great supplements. And of course, I am a product of the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com myself. So I can tell you, I mean, pick the product, I'll tell you how great it is. BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, 40% off right now. The ultimate nootropic for mental energy, mental clarity. Nothing better before a three-hour broadcast, or I guess in tonight's case, probably doing closer to 6 hours. So nothing better for 6 hours of live transmissions than BrainForce Plus or BrainForce Ultra. And one, just give it one shot, and you'll see why this product is so great. So maybe you don't do live TV radio. That's fine. You got a big presentation at work coming up. You got a big project at work coming up. Or you just want to get a little mental clarity and energy before your work day every day. BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, both 40% off. Both 40% off. Right now at InfoWarsStore.com, part of the Save InfoWars Mega Sale happening now. It's your support there that keeps us on the air, and we thank you for it. Okay, I'll tell you what. since we were talking about how the left wants to control everything, this is on a global scale. It's the corporate world government. And if there's any chance to fight this off politically, it's going to be through the American right wing and through the Republican Party, not the American left wing. That's extremely clear at this point. Now, so in that, this is what they want. And this is a true psychotic, Yuval Noah Harari. I mean, this is a true psychotic individual to say things like this. Talking about biometric surveillance. This is the type of stuff we have to attach. We have to tattoo on the head of the Democrat Party. Clip four.
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. If we want to stop this epidemic, we need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin.
What we have seen so far, it's corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin. We're now seeing mass surveillance systems established even in democratic countries, which previously rejected them. And we also see a change in the nature of surveillance. Previously, surveillance was mainly above the skin. Now it's going under the skin. Governments want to know not just where we go or who we meet. Above all, they want to know what is happening under our skin. What's our body temperature? What's our blood pressure? What is our medical condition?
Now humans are developing even bigger powers than ever before. We are really acquiring divine powers of creation and destruction. We are really upgrading humans into gods. We are acquiring, for instance, the power to re-engineer life. I know that in recent years, we saw populist politicians undermining deliberately the trust that people have in important institutions like universities, like respectable media outlets. These populist politicians told people that, say, scientists are this small elite, disconnected from the real people.
I mean, all this story about Jesus rising from the dead and being the Son of God, this is fake news.
Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over.
Now, it's actually good that he's out there espousing these ideas so that we know where this corporate world government is headed when that's like their lead think tank. Is that crazy person. But see, and we're all guilty of this, myself included, we have sacrificed so much of what it means to be an American in the name of convenience. And it used to be, not too many generations ago, maybe not even too many decades ago, and somebody would come in, start talking about government like this, we would get pissed. And those would be fighting words. What do you mean? I don't even have basic privacy of my body? How about I stomp your teeth in, you dirty commie? Basic privacy. But we're all guilty. I got a smartphone, spies on me all the time. Yep, spies on me all the damn time. It's convenience. I'm guilty. If you bought a television in the last couple of years, it's very likely that that television that you own that's in your living room, your bedroom, has a camera attached to it. Could be filming you. Of course, you're supposed to sign the user agreement and, you know, read everything and give them access to that, but it's there. And maybe now it's optional. Maybe not, but maybe now it is. But, you know, we've all kind of sacrificed this. And privacy, I think, is the one that's being taken for granted the most, actually. And we don't like to think about this. But you look at what's going on in the UK. And I think really we're very close if we don't change paths. And this isn't even understanding that there's the U.S. government, the federal government, and then there's the corporate world government. And they want to kind of have this unofficial symbiotic relationship, taking your rights, taking your privacy. But it's like, oh, no, it's the private corporations doing it. Well, no, the U.S. government is supposed to actually be there to protect us and protect our rights. And they've lost their path, of course. They've lost their role. They do the exact opposite now. And then we as consumers sacrifice our rights for convenience. But how long is it, or maybe we're already here, to where you'll be afraid to have a conversation in your own house? Maybe you're out to dinner, whatever. When are we gonna reach a point where there are no private conversations anymore, ever? I mean, I consciously now, at least in digital communications, I just accept how I want to apply it. Maybe depends, but I accept the fact anything I communicate digitally or anything I even communicate on my phone, someone's reading it. Someone's got access to it. And I might be an extreme example, but it could be anybody. It could be all of us. So I pretty much accept that. But what about your phone listening to you when you least expected it? What about your phone listening to you when you're having private conversations? What about your TV listening to you, watching you when you're not expecting it? How far are we from that? Or are we already there? How do these targeted ads come up? And everybody's probably seen it now. You'll be having a conversation in your own home, whatever, talking about something. And then, boop, you open up your phone and right there it is, the product you were talking about. How did that happen? How long is it going to be until we completely lose all privacy? And then these psychotics are going to say, no, this is better for the earth to have a centralized global government monitoring every biological being. Yeah, that should not stand ever. We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood Greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood Greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture. And get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I notice the difference. I notice the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever. But that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then Good Night Sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good Night Sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Delving